appreciate you guys being here. Short notice, you know, for what you know, what's about to happen. But you know, I felt I needed to talk to, you know, our local media first. You guys are the you know, the eyes and ears of, you know, Raider Nation, our Raiders community. To let you know, and let them all know, that 2015 is going to be my last season playing in the NFL. You know, was it a tough decision? Kinda, but in a way, you know, a couple of weeks ago, it hit me that this would be it. It was important for me to let Raider Nation know now. I originally, you know, intended on, you know, deciding in the offseason, you know, what would happen, but decided against that, being that this would be the last time, you know, that I would be able to play in the Coliseum. And I felt it was only right that, you know, Raider fans, my fans, fans that have watched me play for, you know, a long time, that I let them all know that, you know, this Thursday night would be the last time in the Coliseum that I would be able, you know, to run out there in front of our fans at home in the Coliseum. So there you have it. You know, it's I've had an incredible career, man. You know, goes beyond words. You know, I never intended on playing as long as I have. But this is the way it's happened, and I'm so grateful for it. I informed Mark Davis and Reggie McKenzie, Jack Del Rio. Had a meeting with our team earlier today and informed them that this would be it. And there you have it, man. I'm very grateful that I was able to come back here and play for a second time around. You know, it was a lot of fun. You know, we didn't get a chance to accomplish what we would have liked to this year, you know, as a team. But nevertheless, you know, I had a great deal of fun, you know, playing, and still got a couple games left, you know, to still go out and you know, do what I've been doing all of my life. And with that, I'll take any questions.
So how gratifying is it to go out playing at the level you're playing at as opposed to going out as the age you got to be going out at
that
level?
Yeah, it feels good. I mean, you know, there's so many players that play this sport and other sports that would like to go out that way, you know, playing well, you know, doing what they love to do. And so, yeah, I feel very good about, you know, the way I performed, you know, not only this year, but, I mean, my whole career. You know, it's the only way you're able to, you know, play as long as I have is to go out there and perform. And, you know, to be performing at the level that I have this year, man, it just makes it all that much better. Yes, it's funny, man. I knew the morning of the Detroit game. You know, I woke up that morning, and for whatever reason, I knew it. And you know, it was weird, actually. But I knew it at that point in time that this was going to be it. Yeah, it'll be emotional. See, I've been emotional all day, really. So it will be that way Thursday for myself, for my family, friends. You know, for you know, Raider Nation. You know, I feel like, you know, coming back here and playing for the second time, man, we were able to rekindle, you know, something that we had, you know, years ago. So it was. It was really fun, man, coming back here and playing. So it'll be a pretty emotional day.
When you talk to the team today, was it hard to get it out?
Yeah. It was really hard. You know, I mean, talking to Reggie, talking to Jack, talking to Mark today, you know, it was hard to get it out. You know, and then getting up there in front of your teammates, you know, and letting them know. You know, so many of your teammates, you know, they, you know, throughout this year have talked to me about, you know, next year. You know, come back next year. I know you're coming back next year. And I would love to. Because of what I feel about the organization, where I feel like it's headed, you know, where it's going, it would be great to grow, you know, with this group of guys. But, you know, honestly, I think physically I could do it. My body has responded. But mentally, it's not there. It's not going
to
happen.
As a capper to the career, where is the day going to fit in that you came back and all the fans met in the parking lot and you, you know, imploring you to sign? That was kind of a crazy day.
Yeah, that's going to rank pretty high because I didn't really know what to expect, you know, when I came back here to visit, you know, on that day. I had started getting some word that people were going to gather here, you know, on my return. But still, you know, until you actually get here and see it, you know, you don't really know what it's going to be like. And so that day was that was pretty awesome, man, to come here and pull up and, you know, see all of the Raiders fans. Still having love for me, man. That was really cool. Man, I mean, you know, it's just being able to run out there, you know, when they introduce, you know, you as a player, you know, when they introduce the defense and you're able to run out there and, you know, they announce your name and, you know, to hear the crowd roar is, it was pretty magical. You know, winning the AFC championship, you know, the year we went down, you know, before we went to San Diego to play Tampa. That was a pretty special moment, you know, being all of that I had gone through that year with the injuries and to make it to that point and have an opportunity to go play in the Super Bowl, you know, that was pretty special as well. Been a part of some other days where players had great moments. Tim Brown, I think it was 1,000 catches there for that. So it's been a lot of moments, man, almost too many.
Is there anything more for Charles?
Pressure. Charles, how good does it feel to know that 2 years ago the team was in a certain position and now you're stepping away, but, you know, it is moving in the right direction? Does that make you feel better about stepping away now, you know, even from the top down?
Yeah, it feels really good because I do feel like the organization is in a great place. You know, for, you know, going forward, I think they're under great, you know, leadership under Jack Del Rio. I think Reggie's done a great job, you know, from what he came in and what he inherited when he came. And so I guess you always want to leave a place better than, you know, leave it better than when you came in. So I feel like, you know, this organization is and this team is definitely in a better place. Yeah, no, I didn't tell anybody, man. But I got asked a few times. A-Rod was like, "Man, come back next year," and I was like, "Yeah, you know, we'll see." So I had a few people ask me in the last couple of days. You know, it was almost like people knew, kind of, "Hey, what are you gonna do? You coming back next year?" But I held them off as long as I could.
What's next for you besides the winery?
Besides that, I don't know, man. You know, maybe. You know, we'll see what happens, but I know there'll be a lot of opportunities, you know, to explore going forward. But right now, it'll be about the family, and then we'll go from there.
What will you miss most about playing?
You know what? Standing on the sideline before games, the national anthem. You know, just really listening to it, listening to the words. You know. This is a great, great country we live in, you know, to be able to play this great game. So I'll miss that moment. I'll miss away games. You know, I'll miss, you know, packing up, you know, gathering what you need, you know, the players that you need. That's all you have. You know, you take it and you go on the road and you're going in there, you know, to someone else's stadium. you know, trying to win a game, you know, at their home. You know, I'll miss that, traveling and just taking what's necessary to get a win.
You spent almost half your entire life as an NFL player.
Yeah.
When you think about when you came here as a rookie and as the person that you were then, the person you are now, are you amazed when you look back on it?
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely have grown a lot, you know, when you come in, not just for myself, but any player coming in, you don't really know what to expect. You know, you're you know, fresh out of college, and, you know, I was, you know, coming off a championship and Heisman and all those different things. But you're in a new situation. I'm on the other side of the country now. Young player, a lot of expectations, a lot of money. There was just a lot going on, you know what I mean? And so it's a new experience, and you have to go through a lot of trials and tribulations, you know, as a player, you know, and be able to grow and learn from them, you know, and try to become better. And, you know, I felt like I've been able to do that.
Did you ever wonder at any point, like, you know, man, I'm never going to be healthy enough to be the player I want to be? There was a time when it was wonder looking like you may not.
Yeah, it was a tough period, you know. You know, the broken bones, the turf toe, and those sort of things. And it was hard for a minute. You know, it was hard, you know, to get over some of those things. But you know, it happened, you know. Last year here I was hurt, and then I moved on to, you know, Green Bay after that, and things just kind of took off again, so.
Charles, the Raider Nation, and that O that kind of just came, you know, one day.
Yeah.
It sort of picked up steam, and now mm-hmm. when you take the field and when you make those big plays, describe that feeling that the Raider Nation gives you.
Man, it's a pride thing, man, you know. You know, these are great fans, man. They love their team, really love their team, man. And they're just itching, you know, for the team to be back relevant again, you know, and get back into the playoffs and something to identify with, you know, with their players. And, you know, that's where the O came from, is just have something that they can identify with, something that they could be prideful about. And so it was great for me to come out, you know, before the games and throw the O up or after a big play. And to see basically the whole crowd do it, man. That's there's no feeling like that, you know, than to go out there and try something really, and to see if it works, you know, and see if it catches on, and it did. And I think the fans got a kick out of it, and I did as well.
Going off of that, would you be sad, or would it be sad for you if this was the last game in Oakland on Thursday?
Well, I mean, for me, it's going to be sad just for myself. But, yeah, I think it would be sad for the fans. Again, they love this team, you know. They love the Raiders, you know. They identify with the Oakland Raiders. And it's happened to them before, you know. So it would be tough to actually have that happen a second time around. So, yeah, definitely so.
Charles,